I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I'm joined by the gorgeous Josh and Archie. Hello, lads.
I've never been described as gorgeous, but thank you, Vicky.
It's very kind.
Oh, well, you know, call a spade. These are both lovely lads. I'm having a really nice time. I fear that potentially not everybody has this experience with you, though.
What would make you say that?
Just based on, you know, like a couple of the pranks you've done, a couple of the people you've made look like total cunts.
Don't mince your fucking words, Miss Madison.
No, come on. So I am looking at some of the pranks you've done, which is, you know, one of the big reasons why people know you. Some of them are fucking fantastic, but I just don't know how yous have got the balls. Like, I can't lie at all. Like, I get so nervous and so sweaty. Even if I was to say, like, you know, even if my personal trainer was to be like, what have you ate today? I would, and I know, like, I've been balls deep in a Big Mac and chinned a blue WKD, but I will be like,
even though he's literally asking that question for your benefit,
exactly. Like, there's going to be no repercussions. Like, I'm paying him at the end of the day, you know. But I still can't help myself. I'm like, quinoa, sweating, you know. So I want it for starters. Like, how did this come about? Like, where do you get the confidence from? Like, talk to me about the mentality of a prankster, because honestly, I could not be further from one myself, and I'm equal parts impressed by his also.
Disgusting.
Very, very nervous.
It honestly just comes down to gritting your teeth and doing it. But Archie is a magician and has a background in magic. So a lot of what we've done comes from his world of dual realities. And I'll let you explain, because you're the magic man.
Sort of, yeah, duping people into thinking one thing when something else is happening. And then, as you say, we kind of do two types of pranks. We do the sort of what I call the kind of innocent pranks on reality stars that are just sort of like funny.
And then the pranks where we put the word cunt behind someone.
Yeah, so we did that to Casey Hopkins, who's those of you who don't know, is a charming right-wing commentator. And when I say right-wing, I mean, like, literally she's fallen off the wing. She's sort of, she's so building, far right.
Building her own plane, isn't she?
What can I say without being sued? She has views that really, really are fucking horrific. I think I can say that, right? Sure, describes, I don't know, for example, she describes what's happening with Kate Garraway losing her husband as a fraud, and has said, yeah, like, some really fucking horrible, horrible things, saying that Derek Draper, Kate Garraway's husband, didn't have long COVID, said that migrants were cockroaches, which is the same word that was used by the Nazis in the war to describe Jewish people. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah,
she's a really unpleasant individual. She's doing it for money as well, and doing it for publicity.
And alongside...
So what do we do? You might have to explain what we did to her.
Oh, so...
She also called me a slag once, you know.
No way!
That's good.
Why? Yeah. What did you do to deserve that?
Just, you know, living my life.
So what we did was we set up the Cape Town Collective for the Freedom of Speech, which was a fake campaign group, and invited Katie Hopkins to win our honorary award in Prague, which was the Campaign to Unify the Nation trophy.
Which stands for cunt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was that. So we do things like that. We've done other big hits on Jeremy Corbyn's brother, Piers Corbyn, who was an anti-vaxxer, got him to take a £10,000 bribe to not focus so much on one type of vaccine and focus on the other type of vaccine. But we switched the £10,000 for Monopoly money. So he went home with just crap. What other big ones? We did silly ones too. Like, we set up a restaurant, Deliveroo, where we just literally sold Waitrose microwave ready meals. Uh-huh. And so every time an order came in, one of us would run downstairs to Waitrose, cook it in a microwave, and then if it's in the room,
send it out.
Like, kind of just like testing and stretching and breaking things.
My favorite miracle video we did was we bought a bunch of quail's eggs from Sainsbury's and put them in an incubator in our flat. And 21 days later, one of the eggs we'd bought from a supermarket in the UK hatched and a real baby quail popped out.
Did you get a quail?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, a little bit of salt and pepper on both sides. It was absolutely delicious. No, we didn't eat the quail. I really wanted to. I just wouldn't let me.
Right, okay, what is a quail?
A quail's like a very, very small chicken.
Oh, I bet it's cute. Where is the quail now?
Well, that's a good question. The quail is dead.
But we gave it to a petting zoo, so it lived a good life. And it gave birth, so we're sort of...
grandparents.
Yeah, grandparents.
Yeah, but like, by the way, it's not dead through cruelty. It's dead through just the fact that quails do, like, they die.
We brought it back to life, and then... That's actually so mental.
You didn't bring it back to life.
Well, you kind of did.
Well, no.
You brought it into life.
Well, that's getting into a very difficult debate about
chicken or the egg.
But yeah, so that was nuts, because it basically means that like lots of the eggs, and you can do it with chickens and as well, like a lot of the eggs you eat, when you crack them open in your frying pan in the morning, they will be fertilized. And if you weren't eating them, they would turn into another chicken.
There's the little red spot you can see sometimes. We also put...
Vicky looks so repulsed right now. She looks like...
I think I just became a vegan. No, I swear, I think I... Oh, I've got real moral implications about the meat.
Don't become a vegan.
Don't.
You're known for your energy and your glamour. And all vegans are hungry and a bit miserable.
Stop it.
They are. Of course they're hungry. They just eat dust.
We also tested the company WeBuyAnyCar.com to see whether they do buy anycar.com, and they don't.
Oh, what didn't they buy?
Well, we did put 1,500 dildos on a car, glued them on top of the roof, and they didn't want to buy that.
But they say we buy any car.
But,
false advertising then.
It's
terrible.
So we test companies like that, and also, your hair's a bit kind of...
No, I like it like that.
So you look a bit like you're wearing something out.
I feel like that's really ironic that you've just fixed his hair.
Yeah, I know. Look at my hair. It's, my hair's really bad. I noticed that, and then I looked at yours, and I was like, your hair's bad too. We do lots of different kind of pranks and like tests on companies and society generally.
What's been the best reaction you've had from someone? Like, has someone really just took it on the chin, had a laugh, acknowledged, oh, potentially we do need to change our slogan or whatever? Or has you...
We had a really great reaction. We did. Do you remember Tiger King during lockdown?
Yes. Okay. So I remember being like obsessed with it, but then also feeling like it was really dark and not very nice at all. And then having very complicated feelings about enjoying it afterwards. Yeah,
exactly. And like, was who was the goodie, who was the baddie, Joe Exotic's in prison, etc. And Carol Baskin, who was one of...
They were all just really real pricks, right?
They were all total... Well, they were all nuts. But Carol Baskin, who was one of the main kind of characters, would not give an interview to anyone. So we tricked her into giving an interview to what she thought was Jimmy Fallon's TV show by playing her old clips of Jimmy Fallon interviewing other celebrities about Cats or Cats the Musical or Tigers or anything like that. So she was being interviewed by Josh on a soundboard playing pre-recorded clips of Jimmy Fallon. And she was just giving an interview like she was talking to Jimmy Fallon, but she wasn't. She was talking to a computer. And that went pretty big.
And we were obviously terrified because this woman is known for having supposedly or allegedly killing her
husband.
So we thought, what is she going to do to us? But she actually replied with like a comment saying this was so...
She released a statement saying, oh, this is really entertaining and blah, blah, blah. She took it exactly the right way.
And then, so you've got like pretty... You have got closer to her than any other buddy in a journalistic space.
We got
like
the first interview with her
back then.
She's coined it now.
Cameo and all sorts. She doesn't give a fuck.
She would do Celebrity Big Brother.
And then, which was like a real highlight for us, James Corden's Late Late Show featured our YouTube video on his show on CBS Live in America, which was
quite mega.
That was kind of a big bit of a peak.
But that was before everyone hated James Corden. Yeah. Now people don't like him.
I don't know why. I think he's really nice. I just think he's Smithy from...
Or you think of like just Gavin and Stacey, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how I think. Okay, then. So then, in your professional opinion, did you kill her husband?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she definitely killed her husband.
She must have.
100%. No, I don't know. I obviously have no idea whether she killed her husband or not. Do you think she killed her husband?
Yeah. Oh, I just think
I've got her mobile number. We could connect you to her now and you could tell her.
Ring her. I think you're a murderer. No, please don't. I just think she looks like there's something behind the eyes that one, mate.
She's definitely nuts.
They're nuts.
She's crazy. I mean, like, she actually comments on it online probably more than anyone else.
There's a part of our video you'll see where she said, here are these photos ahead of my interview on the Jimmy Fallon show. on the Jimmy Fallon show, and she just sent us this WeTransfer of loads and loads of photos of her just with cats and with her, what's her husband's name? The new
Don.
One?
No. No, Don's dead. The new phrase, what's dead as a dodo? And now you're as dead as Don.
And she's definitely not normal.
She's crazy.
But nice.
But very nice. And didn't sue us. Mind you, she wouldn't, I don't think she'd have been successful.
It's not nice to call someone crazy nowadays. You know, she's different.
Sorry, she's mentally restrained.
No, I'm getting a lot about the dynamic between you. Are you just constantly on eggshells, Josh?
Yeah, I am constantly on eggshells, Vicky. Get me out.
Okay, what did Katie Hopkins do after that? Because she doesn't strike me as the type of person.
So that night she had no idea that anything had happened. She skipped off into the sunset with her trophy. But about 6 months later, I get a phone call from Josh going, Archie, I'm outside my flat and 5 to 10 meters away from me is Katie Hopkins. I want to go and talk to her. I go, Josh, no, bad idea. Do not go and talk to her. Well, so what did Josh do?
I went and talked to her. I had to. It was actually a coincidence. There was a BLM protest happening nearby where I used to live, and she was there covering it. But obviously,
not covering it, stirring up trouble, probably.
Yeah. Obviously, seeing her there made me think, oh my God, she knows where I live. She's come to see me. And I walked straight past her. She didn't say anything. I then walked up to her and sort of said hi. And she just said, I have nothing to say to you. And it was a pretty awkward exchange, but nothing really that exciting happened.
I was expecting that to just go for you, like complete vitriol, but she was measured.
Yeah, she was.
I'd love it if she slapped you.
Yeah, that would.
Because you also wouldn't have been. You'd have to just take it like a man. Yeah, you'd have to just stand there.
Yeah. Although Katie strikes as more of a puncher than a slapper.
Yeah, she's a strong.
She's military trained.
So according to her, I'm not sure I believe that, but yeah.
I think she's actually a biter. I think she could be a biter. Yeah.
I think she would. I think she'd be a big biter.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even though there's been a lot of celebs that have fallen prey, and, you know, politicians and stuff like that, that have fallen prey to your top pranking skills, you also got the Just Stop the Oil protesters as well, right? I feel like this one's pretty fantastic.
Thank you
so much. It's, so the group Just Stop Oil, which is a sort of vague collection of loons and hemp lovers.
They're not loons, they're your best mates, some of them.
They're basically very posh people with loads of money who don't need to work, so they go around stopping ordinary people from going about their days. And in my view, they're a bunch of complete cunts.
And we wanted to basically give them a taste of their own medicine. So we went to a banquet they were hosting, which was to celebrate all the great action that they had done over the last few months. So they had a harpist playing and they had snacks and drinks and they were having a great time.
Vegan,
really?
Obviously.
Really, yeah, just wanking themselves off.
Yeah, proper. It was a proper circle jerk.
It was, but it was in a very, very tall building. There was a church with a very high roof. So we got a bunch of orange balloons with personal safety alarms attached to the bottom of the balloons. They make a very loud noise. Pulled the pins out and let the balloons float with the alarms to the ceiling. And so we disrupted their...
We set up a campaign group called Just Stop Pissing Everyone Off, because we think the environment's important, for sure. I'm not saying that climate change doesn't exist, but I don't think that stopping a single mum from getting a child to hospital is actually going to make all that much difference to anyone. That was the point we're making. We thought they were just slightly self-congratulatory tosses.
But what was really interesting was the exact same people who had told me and Archie how much they love us when we made the Katie Hopkins video all of a sudden started telling us that we are the scourge of the earth and the worst people alive when we put up the Just Stop Oil video. So when we're talking about comments, it is easy to see how quickly how fast the tables can turn.
But interesting, we can't take credit for it, but I think the timing of our piece was quite good because
they have kind of gone away.
They seem to have stopped. I mean, the clowns are back in the circus, aren't they? They're not on the streets anymore.
Well, aren't they doing different things to get people's attention? Like just recently I was in Paris and it was ironic that very shortly afterwards, I'd just been to see the Mona Lisa and like hours later, those nutters threw that like butternut.
Oh yes, they threw fucking over the Mona Lisa. Yeah. Like, what's she ever done for climate change?
Oh my gosh, I know. And Leonardo da Vinci even, like he seemed to.
Well, he did invent the helicopter, people say. I mean, he didn't, but people say he invented the helicopter. Yeah, he did come up with the maths behind it.
He's a twat.
Still, like, I just think I don't quite know. Obviously, it gets to talk, and look, here I'm talking about them now, so potentially that was their only goal. But
yeah, but
still.
I mean, honestly, so as a result of them, we drove to that prank in Josh's Range Rover.
Oh, fuck
and enjoyed it very much. We were pumping out the fucking CO2. They make me want to use more. I want to stamp harder and make more of a carbon footprint. They're so irritating.
I don't think they're the most likable people.
And you've got something like being serious for a second. Like these things do require, it's an important subject and you need to bring people with you, right? You need people to go, yeah, do you know what? You're absolutely right. Let's all do our bit. It's a proper subject that requires a huge amount of thought, but these are bad actors within it. And we wanted to point that out. So we
did. And I think you did. Like there's ways and means about getting your point across, you know, and I don't think it has to be quite so disruptive.
Also, no one looks good in EasyJet orange.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's such a shit colour for
it's
everybody,
a shit
colour. Isn't it?
EasyJet.
I know this because that's what colour my tan used to be. what has been your favourite prank?
What's your favourite prank?
My favourite prank? Oh, it's a hard one. We had reality stars on fake TV shows, which is great. So you know these like Channel 5 Talking Heads TV shows where they'll show you a clip and like a celebrity comments on it and then like, you know, the world's worst wedding fails or whatever.
Oh, of course,
Well, you know, such sort of thing. We did that with a bunch of reality stars like Hayley Hughes from Love Island, Bobby Norris.
Oh, yeah.
And his three brain cells came and
nice.
He's lovely and a bunch of others. And we showed them clips of like, so we showed
Hayley Hughes a clip of Doctor Who in which he steps into a time machine and goes back in time.
And we told her this was a now available product to buy and that we'd invent, and she believed it and ran with it. We then said to her, we're going to move on to the subject of global warming. A recent UN report has said that we should keep our fridge doors open to solve climate change, to cool down the country.
Every house has a fridge.
And she thought that was very good. We then showed Bobby Norris a clip of someone called Shaheen on Britain's Got Talent and told him that unfortunately having won Britain's Got Talent, Shaheen went on to commit acts of terror.
Yeah, he was influenced by Tommy Robinson.
And ended up going into Wandsworth Prison, but won once Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, so luckily in Wandsworth Prison.
And Bobby Norris just went running with this.
So
proving that celebrities will say anything if they're paid. And it's quite funny.
But it wasn't, you know.
Please don't do this to me. Like, I'm like cringing, but I just know that if you've created a real enough looking space, I would fucking
A lot of work goes into it before they turn up, but
Bobby took it very well.
Bobby was great.
He actually posted about it saying it's so funny.
I like Bobby Norris a lot, actually. I've got a lot of time for Bobby Norris. He's a good lad.
Okay. that was your favorite prank. What was yours?
My favorite, I think, so we took a guy called Ty Jones to a big boxing fight in America, and Ty Jones bears a incredible resemblance to Ed Sheeran, and the whole stadium thought that this guy was Ed Sheeran. In fact, Eddie Hearn, who was one of the fight promoters for the fight, invited us to sit ringside next to Justin Bieber, Wiz Khalifa, and Rick Ross because he thought that the person we were with was Ed Sheeran. We got mobbed the whole night by people thinking this guy was Ed Sheeran after the
Which one is Ed?
No, actually, that's a really good look. Like, obviously, Ed is on my right. He's on my right. And But that was not easy to pick out.
It's pretty good. He's pretty good, though, right?
It's from a certain angle. And also, they're American, so they don't understand the accent. Like, as long as it's a British person, it worked. And once they saw one person asking for a photo, everyone got involved. We then, after the fight, went to a nightclub which wasn't letting anyone in who didn't have a table, who'd paid loads of money for a table or who wasn't
a celebrity.
And they wouldn't let us in. There were like 10 of us. And I walked up to the bouncer and said, "Hey, we've got Ed Sheeran with us." He called the manager. They let us straight in, gave us free drinks, champagne shows, the whole thing. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I can see why that one's your fave. Like, free drinks would equal my favorite one as well. Yeah. Lads, what is next for you? Are you focusing more on the podcast, more on the pranks? Do you have something else in the pipeline?
Both, basically. Yeah, there's two of us, so we sort of feel like we should be able to do two things at once, right? Like, in a partnership like us, you either decide to do half the amount of work each, or you can do double the amount of work. So we hope to try and do double amount of work.
Double.
And keep doing podcasts and keep doing... You'll have to come on ours, though, Vicky.
Yes, you will.
I would love to, but as long as you promise to streamline those comments, like, I cannot read about as shagging on the telly for an
it's
hour.
Not shagging on the telly. No,
not that.
I just haven't got it in as... I'm a sensitive little soul.
We'll choose careful ones.
But and alongside that, we're trying to stray into your world of television as well. At the end of last year, we were on the last leg and we presented Suella Braverman with the Dick of the Year Award.
Well deserved. Yeah.
So that was very fun. But we keep ourselves busy.
It sounds like you are super busy. And honestly, lads, you're so sweet. You're so nice. And I wish you every success. Here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we do always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pills of wisdom before they go. And I think it's probably best if you guys tell us your secret to winging it.
Secret to winging it is be born into a huge amount of privilege. Like,
honestly, it really helps, doesn't it?
It does, but the secret to winging it...
You lucky little fucker.
It's not that much. I think the secret to winging it is that old adage of fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
No one knows. If you've got a big tits and teeth, as my mum used to say, you put your chest up, big smile, walk in, shake hands, look someone in the eye, you can get away with most things.
Set
me in really good stead. That's great. Old tits and teeth.
That's great. And you've also, it's going to be so cheesy, the secret to winging it is to know that overnight success takes 10 years. That's my.
Boring.
I mean, but also, you know, it's nice, very humble, nice to end on like a solo
call. Dull.
Well, come on then, we'll end on this. When does Straight to the Commons come out?
It comes out next Monday. Which is very exciting. We need to record more episodes because we've won a week since then, and we haven't got. If one of us goes on holiday or gets ill or something, we're going to run out.
Yeah.
And so that's why we need Vicky's con.
You might not have a long time left on the
show. I'm going to be cancelled very, very soon.
I didn't mean I meant physically in
health. Fine. Yeah, I'd either be smoking or cancel.
Okay, well, time is definitely of the essence then for all
it
of
really
those
is.
Plethora of lovely reasons. I'll be a guest ASAP.
Yes, please.
Thanks, guys. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks so much. You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Well, guys, that was the incredible Josh and Archie, and their brand new podcast, Straight from the Commons, will be available from Monday. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty spicy with some pretty great guests. Anyway, if you loved listening to this week's Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, then please tell your mates, do all the podcasty things, leave reviews. Oh, and don't forget, we're now on YouTube, so check us out on there as well. Have a really great week, everybody. You deserve it.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.